Hi, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a podcast for girls who persist. Each month, you'll hear a new tale written by a different playwright who reimagines a classic fairy tale where the damsels are no longer in distress. They go on adventures and become their own heroes. This week's tale is called The Literate Mermaid by Christina Quintana.
Show you distant lands, be my mate.
Double, double, shrimp. Mussels, kelp and brine, and lots of bubbles.
Hey, Sea Witch.
Oh, come on, Myra. Call me Betty. Sea Witch is so passé.
I still don't see why I can't just call you Abuela or Grandma.
Oh, Myra, that just makes me feel old.
But aren't all merpeople and sea witches immortal? Like, we live forever?
You're too smart for your own good, kid.
Nah. I don't think so. Anyway, what are you up to?
Oh, you know, just working up some spells, saving the underwater world, the usual. What can I help you with?
Well, the thing is, you know how you hate being a grandma?
I don't hate being a grandma. I love being a grandma. I only hate being called a grandma. There's a big difference.
Oh, well, I kind of hate being a little mermaid.
But why? There's so many wonderful things about being a little mermaid. Granted, it may have been a few centuries ago, but I remember it all so well. Swim races with the gals, getting lost playing hide and seek among the anemones. That was the life.
Well, it's not that I don't like being a little mermaid, but I'd really like to be a literate mermaid.
A literate mermaid? My gosh, Myra. Where do you get these ideas?
Well, sitting up on the rocks, I see all the people on the beach.
People? Shmeeple. I've seen the view and it's not so hot, Myra.
But they've got...
souls? Souls, schmoles. You've got eternity. Do you really want to trade in the chance to live forever with a lot of emotional mumbo-jumbo?
Well, actually, the thing is...
What's that?
I've always wanted to read a book. A real book. I see all the people reading them on the beach. And, well, anytime one gets down here, it's completely ruined. The writing is all splotchy and impossible to make out, and the pages shrivel away like nothing. I want to read all the stories on the page, but I can't unless I'm on dry land. And I hear there are these places, libraries, and they're full of them. All the stories you can imagine.
So you want to read books, huh?
I do. Then I'll be a literate mermaid. Can you help me?
Huh. Of course I can help you. They don't call me Betty the Sea Witch for nothing.
Really?
The thing is, Myra, if you really want to go through with this, there is a price.
Oh, I don't think I can pay anything.
Not that kind of price, sweetheart. I mean, if you go up on the land to read, you can't be any kind of mermaid anymore.
Why not?
Because they have their world, and we have ours. You'll need legs.
Legs?
Ugh, that's right. Those sticks that people walk around on. Legs.
Oh, well, how do I get legs?
Wouldn't you miss your dad? Your sisters? Your grandma? Your Betty the Sea Witch?
I would, but...
But you really want to read a book?
I do.
Well, I like your spunk. I've got an idea. Why don't you take a day to think it over? You don't want to make any hasty decisions, do you? If in a day's time you still want to give up your life as a mermaid, then so be it. But it's a lot to give up. Is it really worth it?
I just feel like there's more. I don't know anything about the world. I only know the mermaids and mermen in our little cove. And I just have this feeling there's so much more to know about. Nobody down here wants to talk about anything except for the school of fish that just passed, or how high the kelp has grown, or the cute mer twins that live across the way. If I read books, I could learn about all the other people and mer people and other things that exist in all the other places out there. If I read books, I'll never be bored for the rest of my life. And as you know, it's looking like that will be a very long time.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. It's a compelling argument. But do me a favor, sleep on it and get back to me. I'll be here.
Okay, I will.
Wow! You're a mermaid!
Yeah, what about it?
Nothing. It's just pretty cool. I've seen a bunch of you out here on the rocks, but I've never actually met a real mermaid before. Did you need something? I'm not the best swimmer. It's kind of hard to keep my head above water. So if not, I'll just head back to the shore.
Oh, wait, actually, yeah, I was hoping you might know where I could get a book. And I know we just met, but I was also thinking maybe you could help me get one.
It might be hard to get it out here to you. There are a lot of rocks, so we can't get any boats over here. And if I swim it out to you, it'll probably get all wet and messed up.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
I have my own library card, though. If you ever come back to the beach, I could take you sometime.
Really?
Anytime. I'm allowed to check out up to 20 books at a time.
20 books at a time?
Yep.
And does this cost money? I've heard about money.
Nope. It's totally free.
Wow.
I'd show you, but I really gotta focus on treading water.
It must be hard not being able to swim.
It must be hard not being able to walk. And I can swim, just not well.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm gonna head back now. The waves are picking up. See you soon.
Wait, what's your name?
Sol, what's yours?
I'm Myra.
Nice to meet you, Myra the mermaid.
Nice to meet you, Sol the person boy. Hey, Sol, if I come back tomorrow, can we go to the library then?
Sure, why not? It's open every day of the week.
Really?
Yep. See ya.
Hey, Myra. Welcome home. So, have you thought it over?
I have.
What's the big decision?
Well, I met a person boy on the surface.
Ah, you did you?
His name is Sol, and he says he'll take me to the library and that we can check out some books. Up to 20. Mm-hmm. I've got to go.
So you do want to be a person, after all? I mean, if that's what you really want, then of course I understand, but if you do, you'll be leaving behind a beautiful mer family legacy and...
No, I don't want to be a person. I just want to read. I want my life to be full of stories. But I don't want to leave you either. I mean, my sisters really get on my nerves, but I can't imagine not being able to see them for the rest of my life. And that's what you're saying, right? That I wouldn't be able to see them or you ever again?
Okay, Myra. Since I'm a sea witch with a deep love of learning, plus you get the family discount, let's make a deal. You have exactly one day to go to the library, read your book, and return. If not, you'll turn to seafoam.
Seafoam?
I'm afraid that's the best I can do. You can't have it both ways, Princess. If you want to live the rest of your life as a person, great. If you want to live the rest of your life as a mermaid, that's great too. But there's only so much I can do for the middle ground. Magic's like that.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not sure it's long enough. By the time I get to the library and find the book I want to read, how am I going to have time before I have to get back?
One whole day. That's 24 hours total. Get to the library, read your book, and then get back here. So long as you do, you can have the best of both worlds.
But what if I find a really interesting story, or I'm excited about a very long book?
Then I guess you'll have to make up an ending. You're creative. No problem.
I need more time.
Sorry, sister. 24 hours, and that's being generous.
But Grandma... Betty...
Keep an eye on the clock. People love those things. They're everywhere. On walls, on arms. You won't have any trouble keeping track of the time.
Starting when?
Starting now.
Now? But how?
By the time you reach the surface, your fin will have turned to a pair of legs. Swim out. Once you get to the beach, you'll be able to stand and walk to the library.
Okay, I guess I'm going for it.
And one last thing. Take this.
What is it?
It's a new invention. I call it the stingray.
It's kind of cute. It really does look like a baby stingray.
That's the idea. It looks just like a stingray, but it's made of entirely recycled materials. Clever, huh?
But what do I do with it?
If you run into any trouble up on the surface, you just press the button and zap. It'll knock them senseless. Then they'll wake up like they just had a nice long nap. Completely painless. It's still in trials, though, so don't go giving it to any of your friends just yet.
Okay, I think I've got it.
Well, don't just swim here, then. Go! You only have so much time.
Hello? Is anyone up here? It's not even light out. No one's out here. I'm never gonna find the library to read a book. And I don't see any clacks. What is a clack, anyway? Betty never actually said what they look like. I don't even know how much time I have left. How can I know? Ugh. Plus, these leg things are so weird. Why would anyone choose these over a fin? It takes forever to get anywhere. Walking is definitely overrated. Maybe Betty was right. Maybe life is better as a mermaid.
Hey! There. A clock usually has a round face with numbers for the hours counting up to 12. Or lines or Roman numerals, just so you know.
Roman numerals?
Rightio. Then there are two hands. A short little hour hand that points to the hour number, plus a short little minute hand that points to the minute number. And the two hands move around the clock all day and point to whatever time it might be.
Oh. Cool.
You see this? This is a watch. It's a clock I wear on my arm. But it's just one kind. There are regular clocks and digital clocks.
That's really neat, but...
Digital clocks show the numbers on a big screen. It's all digital. See, here, I wear an old-fashioned watch on one wrist and a digital one on the other.
Great, thanks.
What I'm saying is, I can tell you the time.
That's okay.
But hold on a minute. Why don't you know about time? Or clocks, for that matter?
What do you mean? I know all about watchers and clacks, and I don't know what you're even talking about.
Come to think of it, what you doing out here all alone, little lady?
Nothing.
Why don't you tell me where you're trying to go?
I know exactly where I'm going, and I don't need anyone to tell me, so thanks for your help, but no thanks.
I heard you say something about the library.
No, I think you heard that wrong. But, just in case someone I run into might be curious as to where the library is, do you think you could tell me the address, the general directions? It would probably be a smart idea to know, just in case.
Who are you?
Who are you? Stay back! I have a stingray, and I'm not afraid to use it!
Don't hurt me! Don't hurt me! I swear I'm just a guy who really likes watches, and you look like you could use some help. My name's Creepo, and I'm really not creepy at all. It's a name that doesn't suit me, and I've been stuck with it my whole life. I promise, I just want to help you get to the library.
Your name's Creepo?
Yup.
Oh.
I know.
Why don't you just change it?
I've been living with it so long now.
What name would you like better?
I've always liked the name Marvin.
Marvin?
Yeah. What's wrong with Marvin?
Nothing. You know what? I think it suits you. Marvin. You look like a Marvin. You even kind of sound like a Marvin.
What does a Marvin sound like?
Like you.
Shucks. That's awful kind of you.
Don't mention it. Now, did you say you know where the library is? Just in case, you know, that friend of mine wants to find it.
Oh, right. Well, you see that building right there?
You're kidding me. It's right there. This whole time, the library was right beside the beach, and I had no idea. Bye, Marvin. Gotta go.
Oh, okay. Glad I could help. Wait! Can I come with you?
Sure, Marvin. Why not? Come on. Wait, why won't it open?
Uh-oh. Do you see this sign?
Well, what does it say?
The library's closed today.
Closed?
Yeah, that's what happens on holidays.
Holidays? What's that?
Days when people get off work, celebrate, spend time together, family time, you know?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. How long is it closed?
All day.
All day?
That's right.
But I only have one day, and if I don't go inside and read a free book today, then I'll never have the chance again.
Huh. I guess you're just out of luck then. Sorry. Sorry. Allergies.
Hey, Myra. Is that you?
Sol, I'm so glad you're here.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Marvin.
Hold on. Wait a minute. What happened to your fin? You have legs?
Oh, yeah, Marvin. I'm a mermaid.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Anyway, long story short, Betty the Sea Witch, aka my grandma, gave me 24 hours to come to shore as a human so that I could go to the library and read a book. But now I just found out that the library's closed for the holiday.
Holiday?
Holiday.
Now what am I supposed to do?
I wish I could help you, but I'm heading to my morning swimming lessons. I can't be late.
You're taking swimming lessons?
Yeah, my mom says I need to get better since we live so close to the ocean.
So you can't help me? What should I do?
Sorry, Myra, but I really have to learn how to swim better. It's kind of embarrassing. Then I can come back and visit you all the time once you're a mermaid again.
That's great about the visits, but does this mean I'll never get to read a book? I wasted my day for nothing?
Sorry, Myra. I'm gonna be late. I'll see you back in the water.
Bye.
It's okay, Myra. Maybe you'll get another chance someday.
Oh my gosh, what is that?
What is what?
Do you see all those books?
Oh, wow, it must be a free book bin. People take a book or leave a book.
They're beautiful.
Oh, wow, there's some great ones in here. Jamaica Kincaid, Ray Bradbury, Harper Lee, Jacqueline Woodson.
Far out in the ocean, where the water is as blue as the prettiest cornflower and as clear as crystal. It is very, very deep.
Sorry about that. The dust from the books must have made my asthma act up.
Wait, what is that?
My inhaler. Helps me breathe right when the breathing feels wrong.
Not that, the other thing. The thing where you kept your humor.
Oh, this? It's a zipper storage bag. Why?
I think I've got an idea. But for now, let's sit here and read for a while. What do you say?
That sounds great.
Hey, Myra. How have you been? Oh, your fin is back.
Yeah, I mean, being a person girl for a while was interesting, but I kind of missed it. Actually, I really missed it. I think I really like being a mermaid better, after all.
Yeah, I can't blame you. I wish I could swim the way you do.
How are your lessons?
Oh, you know, I'm getting pretty good.
What are you wearing?
Oh, it's, a life vest.
A life vest?
Yeah, that way I float no matter what. I mean, I really am getting better, but, you know, just in case.
Hmm. Did you bring it?
Yep, here it is. Special delivery. Ta-da! Waterproof.
Zipper storage bag. Wow. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone?
It's my favorite, and there's a whole series. I'll bring them all.
That sounds great. I'm building my way up to chapter books. I mean, like you're swimming. I'm pretty good at reading, but I'm just starting, so it takes practice.
Oh yeah, I understand.
But anyway, I was thinking, there's got to be something I can do for you in return for bringing me all of these great books.
Well, how about one swimming lesson per book? I figure it's a fair trade. I'm a pretty great reader, and, well, you've got to be a better swimmer than any person I know. What do you say?
It's a deal.
If you take my hand, I'll show you distant lands. Be my
That was The Literate Mermaid by Christina Quintana, starring Caitlin Morris, Elise Santora, Joseph Cordero, and Ashton Muniz, produced and edited by Chad Shanai, directed by me, Rebecca Cunningham, and original music by Eli Denby Wood. Hey, what's your favorite book that you've taken out from the library? I would love to hear all about it. You know, you can shoot me a message if you just head over to girltalespodcast.com. That's girltalespodcast.com. Want to hear your name in the opening of next month's tale? Well, head to that same website and make a donation. It's supporters like you that make it possible for us to make awesome tales for you each month. I hope you enjoyed today's tale. Thank you so much for listening.